April is National Autism Awareness Month, and when a child is first diagnosed as being on the spectrum, caregivers may not know where to turn for assistance. Raquel Stevens sheds light on one way a local nonprofit is helping in this story from WXXI's Inclusion Desk.
You gonna slide down? Come on! You can do it!
Jennifer McDonald and her daughter Leilani enjoy spending time outdoors.
The girl can run. I'm always chasing after her when I bring her outside or to the park and stuff.
Leilani is 4 years old, and like most kids her age, she enjoys playing outside, listening to music, and climbing on almost everything. But at one point, McDonald says Leilani's behavior brought some concern. When Leilani was two, McDonald noticed she wasn't talking. She would only make certain noises. McDonald said Leilani would often marvel at her hands and clap while walking in circles.
I let it go a little bit, but then I was like, you know, let me just bring her in and get her evaluated just in case.
Leilani was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. According to the Centers for Disease Control, ASD is a developmental disability often detected in early childhood that can cause significant social, communication, and behavioral challenges. The agency says about 1 in 54 children has been diagnosed with ASD in the United States. It's been 2 years since Leilani's diagnosis, but McDonald says she still has moments when the emotional and mental demands of being a caregiver for a child with ASD are overwhelming.
I'll go in the bathroom just for a quick second. Like, I'll cry and stuff. But then I'm like, you know what? Let me just get myself together. You know, everything's going to be okay.
Lisa Ponticillo is the Director of Marketing and Development for Autism Up, a local nonprofit that provides support and resources for over 2,000 households. She says parents often feel isolated after their child is diagnosed.
You don't feel like anybody really gets it. I mean, you yourself are still sort of exploring what's going on, and you're sometimes jumping ahead to what will be, what might not be, and it's just too soon to do that.
Ponticillo says Autism Up has a 24/7 private Facebook group where new caregivers can vent and get judgment-free support from a community that understands. The group currently has over 1,200 members. She says the benefits of this parent-run support group ultimately trickles down to helping your child's development.
I think it always starts with support, and then once you've built those relationships with other people and made some connections, you feel safe and you're coming out of your isolation, you're more willing to get involved and you're more willing to get your child involved in something that maybe you resisted because you were afraid.
As for McDonald, she still relies mostly on her mother for support. She didn't know there was a Facebook group of fellow parents that she could turn to, but she might join. For Leilani, she says she'd do anything.
She's an amazing child, and, you know, I love her to death, and I just take it one day at a time with her.
Raquel Stevens, WXXI News.